Hey there, NAC Warrior. Happy Sunday. How's it going? I hope you had a good Sunday today. Today we're going to be talking about beauty versus health and fitness. Do they correlate? Are they the same? And go into that in a little bit today. But we're also going to have a little fun today. I have two riddles for you. We're going to do that. And then we will jump into the topic of the day. So here's the first riddle. Are you ready? See if you can guess this. Let me bring it right up here so I know that you can see it very well. So I am tall when I am young, and I am short when I am old. What am I? Can you guess what that is? So I am tall when I am young, and I am short when I am old. What am I? So leave that in the comment below if you happen to know the answer. I will share that answer with you at the end of today's topic. Okay, and then we go to the second one. I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you cannot go outside. What am I? Again, I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you cannot go outside. What am I? If you can answer that, and just put that in the comments, actually, then we will be good to see what you got. Let's see who can get the right answer. Just to let you know, my name is Angelo. I'm here to share my health and fitness journey, have a little fun teaching you and sharing with you, I should say, sharing with you what I'm learning in the health and fitness world as I go through my journey. And my hope is that I can inspire you and help you on your health and fitness journey. And yeah, I started my journey back in 2015, and it's been quite a journey, a lot of different things. And each, I'll say, year or evolution, I kind of get a little bit further in understanding. And as I read articles, one of them kind of sparked an interest in me, or maybe not an interest, but it actually made me start thinking, like, what, like, we know, as I talked about before, we know what we need to do. We need to exercise. We need to eat properly. We need to sleep. We need to hydrate. We need to take care of the brain, make sure we're mentally there. And today's topic is more focused on the mental side of things, because we have health versus beauty. And as I was reading this article, it was saying, like, how weight isn't the perfect measurement for your health and fitness journey. And it started going into all these things, and, you know, blood pressure and your cholesterol and things like that. And I said, yeah, that's great and everything. But I think a lot of people, when they go to exercise, it's more about the feeling, right? You feel like, I remember back in 2015 when I stood in front of that mirror, like, the reason that drove me to want to lose weight was not the fact that I was so concerned about my blood pressure. I wasn't curious about my cholesterol. I figured, because I knew I wasn't exercising regularly, I knew that because I wasn't eating healthy, I probably could assume that I wouldn't be surprised if I hooked something up to my arm to check my blood pressure that it wasn't high. But it also made me start to think, like, when I looked in that mirror, not only did I not feel good in my own skin, I just looked at me. I looked at myself in a different way. I didn't really appreciate that person looking back at me. I didn't think that was a person that was really caring about themselves. And if I could be honest with you, I didn't feel beautiful. I felt disgusting. And that, at the same time, was the biggest issue for me, the feelings that I had. Again, I knew the medical things that could possibly be out there, but I knew why I wasn't getting it. But was I going to get, and I thought when I started doing the health and fitness journey, not only that, I mean, I did have the goal. My why was to, because I didn't want this feeling that I had to be for my son, right? And that's why I said, like, when I started my journey, my initial why back in 2010 was I wanted to be a role model for my kids. I didn't want them to feel this way. I didn't want them to grow up being this way. And although that was a motivating factor, it wasn't the motivating factor. But the biggest thing was the way I felt about myself. And I never, ever, ever, when I went and looked at that mirror, I never wanted to be that person ever again, because I was disgusted at the person I was looking at in the mirror. And what does that have to do with beauty versus health and fitness? Because that feeling right there has nothing to do with health and fitness. Has nothing to do with, maybe the way I felt, you know, like I felt bloated. I didn't feel good in my skin, but like to feel, like physically feel that I had like a big stomach and that I was bloated and things like that. That's one thing. But to feel that I was not beautiful, that I was that a disgusting person I was looking at in the mirror, that had nothing to do with health and fitness. And that's the thing I wanted to talk about today, is that thought process, because beauty is so much beyond health and fitness. And I know we all know this, but do we actually feel it? Like, we know intellectually that's true. We can be beautiful without being healthy and fit. We can be beautiful no matter what shape or size we are, no matter what we have been gifted in our lives, because I'm a firm believer that we are beautiful people no matter what. We were born here. We were given life as a beautiful person. And I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what people told you, what people say to you, but and that's hard, right? I wish I could take that away and really take that feeling out of you. And this is like where, you know, you really need to look at having somebody in your corner, somebody there to fight for you, to let you know that you're beautiful, to tell you that you're beautiful, no matter what, no matter what. You don't need to be skinny, Hollywood, whatever, to be this amazing person that is beautiful, right? And beauty comes in many different shapes and sizes. I mean, it comes in the things that you say. It comes in the things that you do, right? It's a state of being. And once I understood that, once I really grasped that and really put out of my head what other people thought, like I just took it out of there. Like I didn't let them determine who I was. Like I don't let other people determine my beauty. And once I got to that point, which wasn't easy, it's not an easy journey. You know, again, I talk about this, like, let me take that out. I talk about this bridge. You know, you're over here and here's where you want to be, right? And then as you go through your health and fitness, you have all these barriers, and some of them you don't even know exist yet because you haven't even gotten there, because you're wrestling with this thing right here. And it becomes, I talked about before, your why, your belief systems, and your controlling of your state. These three things, the other thing is your identity. How do you identify yourself? These things that you keep formulating in your head determines your beauty. Other people out here, like there may be other people out here that are, you know, they're just angry with life and they're just speaking, you know, words to make them feel better and putting you down. And you got to figure out how to block that out and say, no matter what, I am beautiful. Because if you struggle here with these things, it's going to be hard to progress through your journey to whatever this point is. And to be honest, there's going to be another point, right? We never stop. There's always growth going on through your journey. And it always comes down to these things right here. What is your why? What are your beliefs? What is your identity? And what is your state? How are you controlling those? And this is going to travel through each barrier you have. And the first thing I could say is, if you could somehow, And maybe you do have to go on a health and fitness journey to start feeling better about yourself. But the sooner you can start feeling better about yourself, not because of what you do necessarily, but what you believe, what you have between your mind, get that under control. Then the rest of this becomes a lot easier. It's not easy. It becomes a lot easier because you're not fighting yourself. And this is a huge thing. Once I did that, once I understood these things, and recently I just discovered my why, my real why. That was my big struggle. My belief systems, I challenge them all the time. And if you follow me, you'll see, like, every time something like pushes against me, I'm all over it. I'm trying it out. I'm doing it because I know this is, could be a key. My state management, I call it awakening your inner warrior. Tony Robbins talks about managing your state, his power move. And this is super important too. This can help you unleash your inner warrior. And this is like if you are having problems with this, this will help you with everything else. Shouldn't have done that, but this will help you get into that state. Because if you can manage your state and feel beautiful by managing your state and then anchoring that and really determining your, you know, your beauty without having to lose weight, then when you walk through life, you're going to be so more confident, right? And that's what we really want. We want you confident. I want you confident. I want you knowing that you are beautiful. And these naysayers, and what's even worse is this naysayer could actually be you, right? This thing up here, this is supposed to be a brain, by the way. This thing could be the reason you are not moving forward in your health and fitness journey. This could be the reason why you yo-yo diet, right? You get to the point where you're like, ah, I can't, you work so hard and then you hit, like, this is probably your journey, right? This is how their weight goes over time. So as time goes by, month one or week one, week two, week three, and actually in here, you're measuring every single day, right? And you're working your butt off and you're kicked out all the food. You've kicked out all of the, and you're exercising really hard. You lose weight dramatically the first week. And then you hit this plateau, then you lose a little bit more, and then you gain. And then here is where this starts playing games, right? What's the use? Why do I do this? I'm not looking any better in the mirror. And this is all self-confident thing. And guess where all that, had nothing to do, like what this just did to you back and forth. That's all right here in your brain. That has nothing to do with your health and fitness. The war is not against your body. The war is right here in between your brain. That's where the war is. That's where you win the battle. That's where everything comes into play, right? Because each blockade is you fighting you. You come here, you have to understand why this blockade exists. And this is where things are the most turbulent, right? When you're trying to lose weight, this is where things are really turbulent. And you're dealing a lot with this because you kicked out the food, you're doing tons of exercise, you flipped your world upside down time-wise, and so you're like, whoa. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, your battle right now at the very beginning isn't necessarily whether you're eating the right foods or whether you're exercising. It's your mental fight. It's a mental fight. It's like a principle of life, no matter what it is. Like, you have good days, you have bad days. And what you do with those bad days and those good days, from this perspective, your why, your beliefs, your state, and your identity really plays a big role in your ability to make progress through life to reach your goal. If this is right for you, if I'm talking to you right now, if I'm not, you just know that this comes in other different forms, but right now I'm talking about beauty. If this is something you struggle with, you need to get people who understand that you're struggling with this. One, you need somebody who can understand the way you feel. That's number one. And who's going to start this journey with you? That's your partner. Your partner on the journey, right? Like Wizard of Oz. Dorothy had companions helping her along the way. They were all facing their own demons, but it all was up in their heads, right? All of it was up in their heads. And once they worked together, but who at the end of the day solved the problem, even though he was kind of mean? He was very direct. Like, he was like, yo, you can do this. Like, you already have a heart. You already display it. You just needed to see it. And so you need the Oz, right? You need your Oz in your life somehow. Who's your Oz? Who's your coach? Who's your accountability partners? Who's in your corner fighting for you? You're going to have ups and downs. Your feelings are going to go up and down. Who are you going to talk to be like, oh, yes, okay, who's going to make you feel good? But feel good in a way that's going to make you progress. Not make you feel good that's going to make you stagnant and stay where you are. That's a big difference too, right? That's the difference between maybe a family member or a friend who cares more about the relationship than the results. Whereas a coach really cares about the relationship, but they also want to get you the results. And they care enough for you that they may step on your toes. They may give it to you straight, something that you need to hear that you may not want to hear, right? And so you got to find your Oz. Who's your Oz? And then who are going to be your Tin Man? Who's going to be your Scarecrow? Who's going to be your Lion, right, on your journey? And as you go through this journey to get here, right, here's like the yellow brick road. Maybe I should have made that yellow. And here's Oz in the first place saying, hey, you have what it takes. Then if you remember that, this barrier, boom, will be easy to get rid of. Boom, go to this one. Get rid of that one. Ooh, hey, get out of here. And then you just start picking these off. There still be barriers. But once you understand this, how it works, then you'll know right here, one of these four things is creating it. If you think you are not beautiful, you have an identity issue. And the more you say you're not beautiful, identities per Tony Robbins, you have to stay true to your identity. No matter how true or false it is, once you identify yourself with something, once you give yourself a label, you are stuck there until somebody comes up and wakes you up and says, no, 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 you are beautiful. So at the end of the day, that's what I want you to know. You are beautiful. Go find your Oz. Go find your Tin Man or whomever. Go find your companions. Go find your Oz who's going to take this and be like, okay, you know, Tin Man, all them are going to be working on this same thing. It's the same for everybody. It's the same for me. I may be over here and you may be over here and I may be over here. But I can tell you I'm here and it's easier for me to take this down. The road traveled is much easier for me up here, even though I'm trying to make higher, better progress than it was over here. Over here, it was really tough. But if I had an Oz, and that's why I'm telling you, if I had an Oz at this point in time in my life over here, this would have been so much easier. So if after this, you still like, yeah, Angela, I'm still not feeling it. I'm not feeling beautiful. I don't know how to feel beautiful. That's left me. Reach out to me. I will be your Oz. Let me be your Oz. Let me help you on your journey, right? Let me help you see what I see. And I'll be truthful for you. I have no skin in the game to lie to you, right? The object I have is to share my journey. And this is what I wish I had at the very beginning. And now that, well, actually I did. I mean, all the different gurus, I took things out of context and was able to put them in here and say, ah, okay, what's my why? This is what I learned this year, right? Maybe this year or next, well, actually that was last year. This year, maybe I'll learn that there's something else, right? I'm pretty sure, I mean, like, there's six human needs. That's another one. That's another thing we need to know. Six human needs. So a lot of this actually is all Tony Robbins based, to be honest. And I find that, I mean, that's changed my world. I mean, if you're looking for an Oz, you don't trust me, you want to know somebody who's like more proven or something like that, go seek Tony Robbins. Because this is where I got this stuff from. But I took it out of context and put it into health and fitness, right? When I talk about unleashing your inner warrior, he talks about state management power moves. I call it awakening your inner warrior and pulling that out. And let's get that warrior out and helping us on the journey to break through some things. And yeah, so anyways, I'm going to leave it there for today. The riddle. Let's go check out the answers to the riddles and then we'll end it for today. How about that? Okay. I'm tall when I am young, and I am short when I am old. What am I? A candle. A candle. I am a candle. Right? Okay. I have keys, but no locks. I have space. This line's in my way. I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you cannot go outside. What am I? Are you ready? A computer keyboard. Boop. All right, a computer keyboard. All right, hey everybody. Thank you so much for joining me, listening to me. If you are getting any value out of what I'm presenting to you or you want to learn more, please give me a follow if you haven't already, right? Subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Leave a comment below a future episode that you love me to do. Because I'm here just to help you. That's what I want to do, you know? And whatever I can do to help, I want to help. So let me know what that is. If you believe that there's somebody else that could use this information, maybe you're like, you know what, Angelo? I've got this all mastered. I've got this. I don't need an Oz. What you're saying is great. That doesn't work for me. But if you know somebody in your life that could use this, please share this video with them. I'm giving you a virtual high five, and I will see you tomorrow.